Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to our third and final hour of this Friday edition, inaugural day edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. Our guest is Dr. Ted Breuer from healthmasters.com. He's been with us since the last hour. We covered the inauguration, the Obama legacy or lack thereof, or the criminal legacy. And we're going to get into some nutritional topics in this hour as Ted's launching a new powdered vitamin. And he's got a special for that includes books. And you just got to go to the website and use the code DougsBook. Doug's Books? Not sure. Which one is it, Ted?
Doug Books.
Doug Books.
You have to order like $80, $79 worth of stuff, and you're going to get like $100 worth of books for free. And if you order this new product, this is a new multiple vitamin that we just came out with. It's the same multiple that we use. That's the highest quality multiple vitamin on the market today. And it's in powder form, and it's used natural. It's got natural beet powder in it. It's got stevia in it. There's no sugar in it. And it actually tastes pretty good. And I put it in my protein shake every morning when I get up the first thing in the morning. And it allows me to not have to swallow as many pills. It's around $70 for the can. It's like a 2.5 month supply. And I love it, especially it's really, really good for people that are elderly who can't swallow pills any longer. It's really good for children who can't swallow pills. It's really good for people who don't like swallowing pills or people who have had throat injuries, et cetera. And so it's a great product. Sometimes we have a gag reflex and we don't like taking pills. And it's a great product. My daughter, my 16-year-old daughter, she doesn't like taking vitamins, but she loves this product. She takes it every single morning now because it eliminates about 4 or 5 of the vitamins she takes with the Ultimate Multiple. And it allows her to use it in her protein shake. So she absolutely thinks this is the best product since sliced bread because she doesn't like the way vitamins taste, which I thought was kind of silly, but she is right. They do have kind of a pungent flavor. So
this, and with your vitamins, not like other vitamins, you know, they have the whole solid pills that some don't digest properly, but you have a special coating that's made for...
Well, no, we have a cellulose gel capsule for multiple. And by the way, I want to say something to your listeners. A lot of you are supporting my show, and a lot of you are supporting Hagman's show, and you support me by buying our multiple vitamins. And I want to give you another alternative to do that with the powdered vitamins, because some of you can't swallow pills. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart that you let me know that you appreciate what we do and the work that we do, and you're supporting the show by buying our multiple vitamins from us, because it means a lot to me that you guys do that, because then it helps me to sponsor the Hagman show and the Hodges show and all the different things that we get to do with all of these alternative talk show hosts, because everybody uses the multiple vitamin, everybody, unless you just don't understand what multiple vitamins do, then you need to be using a multiple vitamin. So when you don't buy junk vitamins, you get one that's a powder and a cellulose gel capsule that's phenomenally concentrated, and you buy our Ultimate Multiple, it really helps to take care of our expenses, to help pay for our show. And guys, thank you for that. I don't want to be that guy who doesn't thank people, and I want to be the guy who says, thank you, I love you, and I appreciate you, and I want you to know something. It means a lot to me that we've had such overwhelming support from the Hagman listeners. And I said this told you guys this for years, ever since we were on Coast to Coast years and years ago, and we started doing your show, Doug, that the Hagman listeners are the best listeners, and our listeners on our show are the best listeners that we have in radio, because you guys really, really are smart, and you're well-educated, and you're vast majority Christians, and so that's why I really love talking to you. And by the way, let me start on this article right here. Failing to take multiple vitamins during pregnancy can set your child back an entire year in school, the study suggests.
So it's linking it to mental cognition ability.
That's right. And because what happens is you can't develop the synaptic functions in your brain the way you need to without the proper nutrition. And ladies, if you're going to get pregnant, don't just try to get pregnant 1 month and just not bother changing your diet. You know, get off the junk food, get off the cigarettes, get off the alcohol, get off all the stuff you're still doing, all that stuff, get off the pork, and just start eating really clean for a couple of months while you're trying to get pregnant. And start taking your prenatal nutrition vitamins before you get pregnant, because guys, it's really important, especially with folate, which you have to get a methylated folate so you prevent spinal bifida and neural tube defects in the children. B vitamins are absolutely critical for that, but they need to be methylated. And I've had so many times that we've talked to ladies before they got pregnant and they decided that they didn't want to do any vitamins. I mean, that's negligent, because your body doesn't get enough nutrients from all the junk food that we eat and all the processed food that's out there. And I remember years ago we had a lady, and I pleaded with her. I said, you know, please, please, please take your vitamins. And she laughed at me. She thought it was funny. I'm not going to mention her name because it's a sad story. And at 6 months of age, when the baby was 6 months in her stomach, you know, it wasn't term yet, they did a sonogram and the baby had died. And when they forced the baby to be born, the baby had no brain. And they said it was a neural tube defect, a folic acid deficiency that she had. And she went on to have two more healthy children, but she was on our prenatal vitamins the entire time. But guys, it shouldn't take that. You know, there's enough research out there that says, hey, look, multiple vitamins are really, really important, especially if you're pregnant. And when you are pregnant, we have an entire pack of supplements. You can just buy one big bottle of supplements that has like all these individual packs in it, and you take just one pack a day, and it also allows you all of the oils that your body needs to help proper brain development. Now, what I suggest you do in the third trimester, you start taking like an extra tablespoon of cod liver oil every single day. If you can't handle the taste, you can use it in capsule forms, because that really helps to prevent postpartum depression in women who are pregnant. Because one of the biggest reasons that women have postpartum depression is, as the fetus is developing its brain, the last trimester is the biggest part of the development, that fetus will literally suck omega-3 body oils right out of the woman's, the mother's brain and out of her body to develop that tissue for that baby. And so a lot of these women then become very, very depressed because they're deficient in omega-3 vitamins. Cod liver oil pretty much stops that. And so it allows you to have a baby that actually has a higher IQ. It allows you not to go to postpartum depression, and allows really good neurological development for that child. So the last trimester, make sure you take extra cod liver oil, and make sure it's from a really good source, because you don't want to have it contaminated with mercury. That's really, really important also. All right, let's go ahead and just talk a little bit more about this. It says that failing to take multiple vitamins during pregnancy could set a child back by a year by the time they reach secondary school, a new study suggests. The issue of taking supplements is controversial for pregnant women. It is not. Which research last year suggesting that it was a waste of money. It is not. And it said, but to take everything, and it said the money except to take folic acid and vitamin D. But a new study by an international team, including Harvard and the University of California and the University of Lancaster, found that that multivitamins can add the equivalent of up to a full year of schooling to a child's cognitive abilities between the ages of 9 and 12. The finding, which was carried out in women in Indonesia, is likely to be most relevant for women who do not get sufficient vitamins and minerals in their diet, which is pretty much everyone. The study also found that early life nurturing, happy mothers, and educated parents all led to children who were more intelligent with higher IQ scores. Guys, this is important because it says the children or mothers who took the supplements had better procedural memory, equivalent to an additional half year of schooling. For mothers who had been anemic, a common problem in pregnancy, the effect was equivalent to in one extra year of schooling. Now, let's talk about anemia for a second. A lot of people have anemia. A lot of women have anemia. Men, not so much, because women have their monthly periods in which they discharge blood and they lose a lot of iron. The iron is critical for the component of hemoglobin, which carries the oxygen to the brain for the developing child and to your brain. If you don't have sufficient quantities of iron, you'd be having dizzy spells. I know my daughter was having issues with being dizzy, the 16-year-old, after she started her menstrual cycles, and we got her on extra iron. Now, the way you do that is it's difficult to digest iron because it's just hard for the body to absorb because it's a heavy metal. But if you use blackstrap molasses, unsulfured, organic blackstrap molasses, we have that on our website, take about a tablespoon a day, it will bring iron levels up in pregnant women quicker than anything I've ever seen. When I had my clinic open back in the 80s and 90s, I used to have that. We used to use that all the time with pregnant women and with women who came in who had iron poor blood. It's very important because metallic iron, ionized iron, is very difficult to absorb because, again, of the heavy molecular weight. But the blackstrap molasses is probably the best iron supplement you could take if you have anemia or if you need to bring your iron levels up. And I know Alexis had some problems with that a couple of weeks ago. She started taking a tablespoon of blackstrap a day in her protein shake along with her multivitamins. And now she's no longer having any dizzy spells at all because, again, the iron and the hemoglobin are linked directly together for the red blood cell. And without the iron, you simply cannot carry sufficient quantities of oxygen to keep the brain properly oxygenated. Very, very, very important. Here's another article. 10-month-old child suffers 14 seizures a day after receiving the new meningitis vaccine. And this video is spreading virally all over the world. And people need to understand something. This is a major problem because this is happening with kids everywhere because people don't understand that vaccines have side effects, and one of the side effects are these severe seizures in these children. Guys, it's so important that you understand that when you have, and look this up on Wikipedia, it's called cytokine storm. You can look it up on Wikipedia. I should have printed the article on it, but you can see it yourself. Cytokine, C-Y-T-O-C-I-N-E, I think, cytokine storm. Look it up. This is what killed so many people with the Spanish flu, Doug, back in the 1918, 1919, 1920. I think over 50 million people globally died from the Spanish flu was the estimate. And it was primarily from the cytokine storm, which causes massive inflammation and mucus discharge in the body because the macrophages aren't working properly. It's almost always caused by not having enough vitamin D, and the macrophage is not working properly. And that's what the primary cause of death was cytokine storms and their lungs filled with fluid from this in the Spanish flu epidemic. So it's so important, especially in the winter months, that you take enough vitamin D as in dog 3. But always remember, D3 has to be combined with K2. Now, the dosing that we use at the office is very high. It's a 10,000 IU capsule with the vitamin K, and it's specifically bound together to allow the vitamin K2 to prevent arterial calcification from the D3, which can be a common side effect of D3 if you get too much. So you should always take D3 and K2 together. Plus, with 10,000 IUs, you only have to take like one capsule every other day, which again reduces the amount of calories that you're, the amount of vitamins that you have to swallow every single day. And of course, after about 6 months, even taking that dosing, I suggest that everybody gets a blood test for their vitamin D3 levels to make sure you're not getting too high. But that's one of the biggest things that we have a deficiency of in the country, Doug, is vitamin D3. That's the sunshine vitamin. The problem is we've turned into the chemtrail country now. And again, it was kind of ironic to me. Donald Trump becomes president today, and we had absolutely zero chemtrails in the sky today. So now I don't know, Doug, if that was because Trump became president or if that was just another happenstance. So we'll see very quickly if our president finds out about the chemtrails and is willing to do anything about that, which hopefully he will. What do you think, Doug?
You know, I find it interesting, and many people see this as a negative, where Donald Trump has spoken with Alex Jones of InfoWars. And some people might say, well, that just shows how crazy both of those people are. But, you know, honestly, if there is any hope to exposing the nefarious agenda of the globalists, we don't want to put you out of business, Ted, with vitamin D3, but certainly we'd like to see the sun once in a while.
Well, the problem is in the northern climates, remember, this is called seasonal affective disorder, because what it does, it causes a lot of mood swings, and you have real problem with depressions in this wintertime, especially up in the northern states because of the lack of sunshine. And I was talking to Todd, my producer for my show, the other day, and he said it had been cloudy for days up there in Pennsylvania, and now sometimes you get sunshine. But remember, when it's really cold outside, you're not exposing a lot of skin to make vitamin D. Vitamin D is made by cholesterol in the skin when you expose it to sunlight. You know, we're one of the mammals that have to have sunlight in order to produce vitamin D. It's so important we get enough quantities of that in our blood. So when you take additional vitamin D, it stops a lot of that seasonal affective disorder, and it stops a lot of problems with these depressive episodes that people have in the northern states, Doug. Plus, it also helps to prevent children from having demyelination of the nerve fibers, which has been linked to different types of neurological problems as they get older, because they had insufficient quantities of vitamin D in their diets when they were developing. It's so important that we maintain high levels of vitamin D. That's why this multiple vitamin that we developed can be given to children. You can put it in a glass, with some fruit juice if you wanted to do that, and mix it up. They'll love it. They won't even know what's in there, and it'll give them the nutrients that their body needs without having to swallow a bunch of pills, especially the young ones. It's so important. Now, be careful, though, with fruit juice, because if you have a child that's getting too much fruit juice, you can elevate their blood sugars, and that's not healthy either. And plus, you don't want to give them too much fruit juice because they'll start craving sweet things when they get older because they were so exposed to so much fructose from the fruit juice. Now, remember, fructose, here's another article right here. Basically, it says high fructose corn syrup is linked to kidney stones. Now, that's really interesting because high fructose corn syrup now shows it's going to increase the risk of kidney stones. This is by group. It says drinking sodas dramatically increase kidney stone formation. Fructose can metabolize and oxalate. Increases the risk of uric acid stones. And guys, if you ever passed a kidney stone, it is painful. And children as young as 3 are developing kidney stones because of the high fructose corn syrup exposure. Plus, what else it does, it creates a hunger in the body for that particular product, and it makes you uncontrollably hungry, and you never fill up. So if you're eating products that contain this high fructose corn syrup, it's put in those products by manufacturers because it makes you eat more of it. Plus, it's a lot cheaper than regular sugar is. Plus, remember this, almost all the high fructose corn syrup is being manufactured from corn that has been sprayed with glyphosate Roundup. Because they're using that to manufacture the high fructose corn syrup, and now they found the studies that this high fructose corn syrup is contaminated with glyphosate, which means everything that you're eating has a high probability of being contaminated with glyphosate if it contains high fructose corn syrup. So guys, it's one of those foods and one of those compounds you just need to live without and completely and totally stay away from. What do you think, Doug?
it is what it is, man. You know,
and high fructose corn syrup's in everything.
Yeah, we make sure it's not in anything we eat.
High fructose corn syrup comes from what? Corn, right?
Corn, right? Yeah.
So corn is sprayed with Roundup. So what would why wouldn't people think that? Well, there it is.
Yeah, the contamination. Know. Ted, if we can, we got an email question. We got a few of them, but I want to fit this in while we're talking about alternative health methods and holistic and herbal healings. This is from Donna, who is in Missouri, and she wanted to get your take on what are the chances President Trump will champion a move to make all health insurance cover alternative healing methods, especially herbal holistic medicine. She goes on to state how many of us are chronically ill. The amount in Social Security per month makes it basically impossible to afford nutritional supplements, and believes that some of the sickness that she and others are experiencing are due to a lack of vitamins and nutrition in
exactly.
the food.
I agree with Donna 100%. I don't know if he'll do that or not, but I believe that standard insurance should pay for multiple vitamins, period. I think you should be able to write it off through your insurance company. I really do. Because
that would be preventative, wouldn't it?
Yes, but see, that's the problem. They don't want to pay for preventative. See, the thing that's so crazy about all of this is you have an individual who's having all these health problems later on in life that could have been prevented by proper supplementation. So the government has to pay out a lot of money in the Medicare, Medicaid venue, or the insurance companies have to pay out a lot of money because they were unwilling to pay for prevention. Now, what I did years ago, when Obama was starting to do his thing with the Obamacare, I knew what was going to happen, and I got so fed up with having insurance that was basically never paying anything with a $10,000 deductible, and the few times we had to use it for a few x-rays or an MRI, it didn't pay anything because we never met our deductible. We had to pay everything out of pocket. And so finally, after about 10 years of this $1,500 to $1,800 a month with a family of four kids, I finally said, I'm done with it. I canceled it probably 7-8 years ago and said, this is ridiculous. I've got workman's comp at my office in case something happens in my office and I'm injured. And I've also got health insurance or some type of, if I get hurt in an automobile accident, I'll be basically covered with my insurance with my other companies. I basically have triple insurance and I don't use the one that's the most expensive. So I got rid of health insurance many years ago. I think it's probably 7-8 years ago now. And I've literally saved close to $100,000 now in health insurance. And so now if something happens, I realize that I'm not going to do chemotherapy anyhow, which I won't come down with cancer regardless because I take too much turmeric and vitamin D. It won't happen, vitamin C. And I'm not going to go in for heart disease because my heart, all my arteries are completely clear. I'm not coming down with any type of senile dementia. I've got complete and total cognition at the age of 61. I feel absolutely great. I exercise 6 days a week. So I started thinking, why am I paying thousands of dollars a month for insurance that I'm never, ever going to use anyhow? And now I'm being fined, of course, with Obama. And I think this year I got like a $4,000 penalty or whatever the nonsense is.
Because
I don't have
to.
Because it's ridiculous, because what they want to do is force you into socialized medicine. Now, I really hope that Trump gets rid of Obamacare. And if we make him an illegitimate president, all that mess is going to go away. All of it will go away. And we'll basically erase the last 8 years of the nightmare of this man who claimed to be an American citizen, who I believe was born in Kenya, and whatever his wife is that we had as a first lady, she'll be out of the record books also, because guys, to leave him in the record books, if he was actually a Kenyan and was not eligible to be part of the United States government or part of the lineage of presidential folks in the United States, would be a travesty to the people who did it legitimately and who were actual American citizens. But that's just my opinion on that kind of stuff. So you guys think what you want to do with that, but I really dislike him that much. Here's another article. And it says that mercury fillings facing a complete ban in Europe now. They no longer want to use the mercury fillings for people who are having having fillings put on their teeth because of what it does from a cognitive standpoint. Dentists across Europe will stop using amalgam fillings which contain mercury in pregnant and nursing women and children under the age of 15 by 2018. The ban, which affects dentists in all 28 member countries of the EU, comes into effect July next year. Now, here's the problem we have in the United States. You talk to your dentist in the vast majority of cases in the United States, and you tell him you don't want fluoride treatments, or you tell him you don't want mercury fillings, he thinks you're nuts. He thinks you're nuts. When you show him the research that fluoride is rat poison and it causes a 20-point drop in children who've given fluoride as far as their IQ scores, he still thinks you're nuts. It doesn't matter if the study was done from Harvard. That doesn't mean anything to him. He still thinks you're nuts. If you tell me you don't want to have mercury in your mouth because it's a neurotoxin, he still thinks you're nuts.
Yep.
Now, finally, the European Union is saying, hey, wait a minute, this is nuts. Let's ban this stuff in these kids under the age of 18 and not allow their parents to do this to them and help them to be healthier their entire life. What do you think, Doug and Joe?
You know, Ted, I had this argument with my former dentist. That's an important distinction, former dentist, okay? Who, by the way, was just a rabid Hillary supporter. And we went through, and let me tell you something, okay? Here's a little tip for the listeners out there. Don't hack off your, I was going to use another word, don't anger your dentist before he's about to, you know, do some stuff in your mouth, okay? Because they can hurt you.
Make it painful, that's right.
Yeah, but anyway, that was the last time I went to him. But no, he was one of those, oh, you're just full of it, you know, you're a conspiracy, and he called me a conspiracy theorist. Of course, I called him some other things, and, you know, it went to devolve from there, and, you know, there was an incident.
And then you let him work on your teeth?
Well, no, this was actually when I was drooling, okay, you know. So it was kind of like the TSA at the airport when we were leaving for whatever. He couldn't understand me, but I was yelling. And I was it's like, you know, like Kramer on Seinfeld. But anyway, yeah, right.
You know, years ago, Doug, I don't know if I ever told you this story on the show, I was coming out of LAX. I just finished a big TV shoot in California. And there's one nonstop flight on American from LAX to Orlando a day in the morning at like 8:30 in the morning out of LAX, or there was back then, I don't know about now. And we got to the airport around 6 o'clock in the morning, and I remember I was walking through the x-ray machine, which I refused to be x-rayed, and they wanted to pat me down, which they did. And they put a little cotton swab in my pocket, and they rubbed my pocket down, and they put it in the machine, it tested positive for gunpowder. And I thought, this is nuts. And so, I told myself, I could pocket carry a Kimber 1911. In fact, I've got one of my guns here, but I won't show it now that we're on the air because I don't want to have everybody freak out. And it was funny because I couldn't believe it. So they take me in, they patted me down twice, they take me in the back room, and I thought I was getting strip searched. And so I decided, well, I'm going to have to take my clothes off so I don't miss my flight. I'll just take my clothes off because this is what we've turned into now in the Obama mess. And I remember I pulled my shirt off. They said, what are you doing? I said, well, we're going to go naked. Let's get it over with. I said, I've had enough of this mess. I got to catch an airplane. And the guys looked at me and they said, well, you can't believe everything you read about TSA. And I laughed at them and I said, look, I said, this one guy was like 6'2", the other guy was like 6'3". And I said, look, I got two guys in the back room that's 6'2", 6'3", and you guys are like, you're both ex-military. You got me in the back room here at TSA. What do you think I'm not supposed to believe here? This is exactly what I read that you guys do, and you're doing it. You've already patted me down twice. I told you I pocket carry. I told you I had a concealed weapons permit. And finally they said, okay, you don't have to get undressed, forget it, just come on back out here. We got to call the airport security for LAX to find out what to do, the head guy. So about 10 minutes later, I'm getting closer and closer to my flight taking off. The guy walks over, and I'm sitting there with no shoes, no belt, no underwear, no anything. I had my wallet, everything was in my briefcase. And I finally said to him, I said, he's talking to these guys. And finally I said, let me show you my wallet. I'll show you my concealed weapons permit, which I don't remember if he did that or not. But then he starts giving me my stuff back. And finally, he keeps talking to these guys. And finally, I said, look, guys, can I leave? I know I'm going to miss my flight. He goes, oh, yes, you may leave now. Like, you know, you're dismissed. You know, you surf. And I thought to myself, wow, this is really weird. So I trotted off, jumped on the airplane, just barely made the flight. My wife was already on the flight. And I thought, that's really, really odd. What an awful, awful thing to have to go through. But, guys, listen to me. You know, what you've read about the TSA is true.
Oh, yeah.
This is what they do. They take people that are pregnant. They pat them down. They strip them down. They take little kids to do the same thing to them. And I'm not saying they're all like that, but I'm saying that these things that you read are true. They take people in wheelchairs. They humiliate them. These people are a bunch of sickos. That crap, and that's what it is crap, needs to stop. And I hope Trump puts a stop to all of that mess, Doug, because it hasn't made anybody any safer whatsoever.
No.
All it's done is taken our rights away.
We talked about this yesterday. The Homeland Security and the other agencies that were created under it, and you know, is Trump just going to go with the flow? We know he's trying to cut government spending across the board, freezing no new hires. But that's the one thing that I have not heard him address is Homeland Security, TSA, because there are a number of areas where they should be able to make changes that affect people less and still have the same amount of security involved that isn't so intrusive at the same time.
There's several things. They can cut out the Department of Education. That can go away.
Yep.
Department of Energy can go away.
Amen.
Alcohol, tobacco, and firearms should have been gone a long time ago. That can be handled by the FBI very easily.
Roger that.
There's all kinds of things they can cut huge amounts of money out of.
DEA, remember, by the way.
Oh, the EPA needs to go away.
No, DEA. I'm sorry.
The DEA is a joke. That thing's so corrupt. Yep. It's all unbelievable.
Yep.
And you know, an EPA needs to be away, or either needs to be going away, folded into another agency, because all these choking regulations. I mean, we've got some of the cleanest coal burning plants in the world for power. They use multiple scrubbers on their stacks to get all the sulfur back out of the coal. Very low sulfur coal is being used. Basically zero pollution coming out of these plants. But Obama pretty much vetoed all the coal burning power plants and killed them right dead in the tracks. They completely destroyed the coal industry in the United States while he was giving money to his cylinder buddies. I mean, guys, here's the thing. All of that crap he did needs to be undone. I mean, if we have clean burning energy with coal, which we do, we need to use it. But the thing about it is this. We have such advanced technology now with rocket propulsion, jet propulsion, with anti-gravity propulsion that the Nazis worked on back in the 30s. We've got all of this technology that we have in our advanced weapon systems. We can use the energy in the atmosphere like Tesla taught us back over 100 years ago with the Wharton Cliff Tower to basically give us everybody free electricity. But the problem is, remember, the Rothschilds were the ones who were supporting J.P. Morgan. J.P. Morgan bought 51% of Tesla's rights for the Wharton Cliff Tower, and the Rothschilds killed it because all he was an agent for the Rothschild Bank. I personally believe, because of his background with the Bank of England,
that
George Soros is also an agent of the Rothschild Bank.
We're going to pick up right here where we left off. We're up against the break. Folks, you're listening to Dr. Ted Brewer from HealthMasters.com on this Friday edition of the Hagman & Hagman Report. Stay with us. We'll come back with one more segment.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. In case you didn't know, we did a live running commentary during the inauguration today. And I want to thank you for joining us. And, of course, riots breaking out in Chicago. Joe, I think you had indicated that tonight.
Yeah, there is something here.
So much for love, Trump's hate, and tolerance of the right, or the left, that is, tolerance by the left. But regardless, we don't want to take away time from our guest. Folks, go to healthmasters.com. Our guest is Ted Brewer, healthmasters.com. Here's the deal. Use the coupon code DUGBOOKS. You see these two books right here? These two books? Well, you get two more in addition to these two books. This is Maximum Memory, and Breakthrough Health. Two of excellent health resources. And then behind the books, of course, my favorite, Excellent C and B Complex. Let me tell you, this B Complex is the best, and I make no apologies by showing you these and telling you these are the only nutritional supplements we take. These are the only ones that I found work. And if you look, folks, I know other shows have their own products, but you know what? We could never give you the quality. There's no better quality than Health Masters nutritional supplements. And you might think that this is a paid for commercial. It's not. It is my personal endorsement because I feel better. I have, I can't move the turmeric. Well, yeah, I'll show you. This turmeric is from Health Masters. This along with cinnamon has saved me from having to take metformin for my diabetes. Okay. So, type 2 diabetic, which I'm no longer. Go figure. Gee, who'd have thought that Health Masters could have actually done that for me? It's that and a change of diet and some exercise. So, having said all of that, go to healthmasters.com. The book is Doug Books. You get $100 worth of books, basically, for an order of $79 while supplies last. Did you get that? $79 minimum order. $100 of the books while supplies last. Let me do a Donald Trump thing. Can I do this? Wait a minute. How does he do that? I don't know. You get it. All right. Ted Brewer is our guest. Ted, it's up to you.
Okay. Thanks, Doug. And this again is our product. This is the new Ultimate Multiple in powder form. It tastes absolutely wonderful, and for a multiple vitamin, it tastes good. It's around $70, about a two and a half month supply. It's phenomenal. and there's no capsules. It's just powder. Put it in a protein shake, put it in a glass of water, whatever. It tastes good. Heck, you can mix it with your purple stick if you want. And it tastes good. And it actually gives you maximum energy. It really, really does. It's a good product.
Yeah,
all right, let's go ahead.
Yeah.
Here's an interesting study. I'm going to bring this one out. This is so important because a lot of people are pushing for medical marijuana. And now the study is saying that pot may actually restrict blood flow to the brain. Now, it's interesting. It says it's seeking a link between concussions and Alzheimer's. Brain scans help doctors with epilepsy. And it's going on to say that marijuana appears to hamper blood flow to the brain, which theoretically could affect your memory and ability to reason, a new touch study is suggesting. Brain scans of nearly 1,000 past and present marijuana users revealed abnormally low blood flow through their brains compared with a smaller control group of 92 people who never used pot. The differences were astonishing, said lead researcher Dr. Daniel Amen, a psychiatrist and founder of the U.S.-based Amen Clinics. Virtually every area of the brain we measured was lower in blood flow and activity in the marijuana smokers than in the healthy group. Blood flow was lowest in the hippocampus of marijuana users, which Amen found most troubling because the hippocampus is the gateway to memory. To get memories into long-term storage, he said, the area that distinguished healthy people from pot smokers better than any other area of the brain. Now, I'm going to go ahead and say he's also linking a lot of things with the blood flow to Alzheimer's disease, etc., but I'm not going to read this entire study that he did. You guys can look it up. But what's also interesting about this is I had a good friend of mine a few years ago. His son, who was a heavy pot smoker, was diagnosed with brain cancer. Now, he did a lot of other things, too. He was using aspartame with nitrites, because when you do that, when you take diet sodas with aspartame, and you mix it with sodium nitrite, which is like in luncheon meat. So if you have a pepperoni pizza and a diet soda, you form what's called the diketiopeperazine in neurochemistry. That degrades to form what's called a nitrosurea, and nitrosureas are one of the most effective agents known to man for producing malignant brain tumors, particularly the glial brain tumors. Now, Paul was doing both. He was smoking a lot of pot, which cuts off blood flow, hammering the diet sodas, hammering the pizzas, hammering the ham sandwiches, using a lot of tea, doing everything with diet, with the aspartame. Guys, it's been linked to brain tumors, brain cancer, seizures, headaches, nerve degradation, makes people go blind. This is some bad stuff. There's three components associated with aspartame. You have phenylalanine, aspartic acid, and methanol, which is pain thinner. The methanol cannot be made non-poison. It's a neurological poison. The aspartic acid actually goes into the brain. There's aspartic acid receptor sites in the brain cells, which release dopamine. So it's a very addictive substance to a lot of people because of that particular mechanism. But the aspartic acid, because if you get a lot of it, will start eating holes in your brain. Horrible, horrible stuff what it does. And then, of course, the phenylalanine in high concentrations can cause permanent nerve and brain damage in anybody. And Paul ended up being 20 years old, and they found he had a malignant glial brain tumor the size of a baseball that had tentacles going through his brain. He was a heavy, heavy, heavy pot smoker. Now, he found a natural health practitioner in Colorado and another one in South Carolina, and he was able to beat this brain cancer without the use of chemotherapy or radiation, or he had to have surgery. They took the tumor out because it passed out from it, but he was able to beat the brain cancer. Now, what's interesting about this is he used the turmeric. He used the vitamin C IVs. He used potassium iodine. He used vitamin D3. He used a lot of the same nutrients that we have available in our healthy immune system protocol online. Now, remember, guys, if you have been diagnosed with some kind of horrible disease, you know, make sure before you start doing treatment protocols that you work with your medical doctor in your area to figure out what to do. If your medical doctor in your area is not interested in helping you from a healthy nutritional standpoint and only wants to use drugs, find yourself a medical doctor in your area who's willing to do that, a naturopathic physician or a doctor who's been trained in naturopathic care who's also a medical doctor, an MD. But guys, I want to say one thing real quick. If someone called the office, actually they emailed the office repeatedly this week saying that they demanded to speak to me because I said I would try to help people as much as I possibly could who listen to the Hagmann Show. Now, let me quantify that and qualify that just a little bit. This is so important because I don't want to mislead anybody. When you call me up and you want me to do a third-party consult, in other words, your brother's uncle has a cousin who has a next-door neighbor who has a little sister who has a brother over on the other side of town from a prior marriage who's got some problems with their daddy who's got a health problem, and you want me to call that person up and talk to them, I'm not going to do that. I have absolutely no way to do that and make it effective. They don't know who I am. They don't want me to talk to them. I have no credibility with them. If they don't want to call our office up and say, hey, look, you know, can we talk to you or whatever, I can't help you with that. I can't do that. I won't do a third-party consult. So please, don't contact us and ask me to do that. I ask you from the bottom of my heart, please don't do that. It just sets up a whole bunch of messes for all of us at the office when you do that. Secondly, if you're taking supplements from another website or your doctor or whatever, and you want me to tell you why those products aren't working, I can't do that. I don't know those products. I didn't manufacture those products. I can't tell you if they're any good or not. And we certainly can't have our staff go through the entire list of your product that you're taking to try to figure out why they're not working. For instance, like with our healthy blood sugar protocol or our healthy joint protocol that, you know, we did for Dave Hodges. You know, we know the supplements that we manufacture and the products that we use that work. And so when you ask me to try to figure out why your products aren't working, I can't help you. Now, if you take our products and you don't get the results that you want, I've got a simple guarantee. I just give you your money back. You know, there's no questions asked. Just return the products. We'll give them back to you. That's how strongly I believe. I mean, if you order this ultimate multiple and you go, I don't like this stuff, Ted, just send it back. I'm okay with that. I have no problem with that at all. And we'll refund your money because I'm not going to sit here and tell you that something's going to help you or could be a good supplement and you not like it. And me say to you, I'm not going to refund your money. Now, we have some limitations on that. You have to do it like within the first 90 days. You can't do it 6 years from now when you decided that you forgot this thing was in your pantry and now you want to basically return it back to us. We don't do stuff like that. That's nonsense. Now, also, we really like to help folks when they order their supplements from us. You say, well, you mean we have to order our supplements? Guys, how can I help you if you take stuff from somebody else? If you're taking a product from somebody else, and it's not working for you, here's what I suggest you do. Let's say you're going to one of the box stores and you're buying the really cheap vitamins that pretty much don't work. Go to the pharmacist, because most of these people dispense drugs, and ask the pharmacist to help you with the supplements they sell to try to correct certain conditions. Let him help you. That's very important. Or if you're doing it from one of the local vitamin places, ask them, call them up and ask them, or go to the store and say, hey, look, what do you suggest that I do with this? And maybe you'll have somebody there who can help you with supplements. But please, don't call us up and ask us about other people's supplements. I know that sounds kind of like something like a dead horse that I'm beating right now. That's really important to me and the staff because it takes a lot of time out, especially this lady got so adamant, so angry, Doug, that I wouldn't do a third-party consult. We had to basically spam her emails so she would stop sending us multiple emails. Now, if you're listening and you're that lady, I love you. I appreciate you for listening to the show. But I realized when I looked at your name up that you never have bought anything from us. You've never purchased anything from Health Masters, and that's okay. A lot of you just pray for us. I'm so happy to hear that. And like you said earlier, Doug and Joe, this one lady said, we don't have the money to do that because we're living on a fixed income. I understand that too. And in some rare cases when people have problems with health and they simply can't afford it, I'll send them stuff for free. I've done that so many times because I know if I'm being led by the Holy Spirit to do something, if I obtain that synchronicity lock we talked about in that first hour, and I feel the Holy Spirit wants me to do something, I'll try to help them. The only problem you're going to have then is I have to send it to them free the next month and the next month and the next month and the next month. That becomes a problem too. I remember years ago I had a friend of mine, he's about to file bankruptcy, Doug, and he called me up and he says, can you help me with my monthly budget? And his monthly budget was like $8,000. And he had completely overextended himself and had lost his job. And I told him, I said, look, I'm not going to mention his name. I'm going to make up a name. His name was Alfredo. Now, that's a completely made-up name. And I said, look, Alfredo, I said, I have a problem with this. I said, if you want me to help you with your budget, I said, you got to help. Let me help you with what you need to do to cut the budget back down and not expect me to pay your monthly expenses because, quite frankly, if I gave you $8,000, I'd have to give you $8,000 again next month or somebody else would. You've got to cut the budget down. And so we looked at his budget, Doug, and we could take like $6,000 out of his monthly budget. Just extraneous stuff that he didn't need. He needed to have his house made, have house payments done, his cars were paid for, he needed to have food. We could drop the whole thing down to about $2,000. But he couldn't have the 14 premium cable channels that he had. He couldn't have the $1,800 a month in health insurance that he had. And all these other things that were things that he didn't need. He didn't need all that stuff in his budget. Yeah. But he was unwilling to do that. See, here's the thing, guys. It's like with your health. If you're 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds overweight and you feel absolutely horrible, let me ask you a question. How bad does it have to get before you start making healthier choices? You know, when I talked to Doug, I guess it's 3-4 years ago now, when he had the problem with the blood sugar issue with adult onset diabetes, I said, Doug, you know, there's some things you have to do in your diet. You have to change some lifestyle choices at this point. You can't be drinking coffee all day. You can't be eating sugar. You can't be doing certain things. And he goes, you're right, Ted. I got to cut back on that. And he did. Now he's no longer diabetic. But see, if Doug had continued doing the things that he had done and was doing, it wouldn't have helped. And see, that's the thing I'm telling you, I'm asking you guys right now. When do you say enough? How heavy do you have to get? My 16-year-old daughter had gained about a pound a month for the last 18 months, and she was getting kind of thick. And I said to her, I said, her name is Alexis. I said, Alexis, I said, I need to ask you a question. I said, how big are you going to get? She goes, what do you mean? I said, what's your goal? What do you mean my goal? I said, well, do you want to be 100 pounds overweight, 50 pounds overweight? You're 20 pounds overweight now. I said, where do you want to be? Where do you want this to fall into? I mean, where do you want to go? And she goes, well, I really haven't thought about that. I said, you need to think about it. Those guys, think about it.
Cue the feminist now.
Well, that's true. Think about it. Doug, you know, I've had so many people. When I went to my 30th high school reunion, we had people that were there that had gained like a pound a month.
Yeah.
Well, a pound a month isn't much, but 30 times, you know, 12 is a lot of weight. They were huge. And you're like, wow, how'd that happen? It happened one biteful at a time, and eating the wrong foods on an ongoing basis. But let me get back with this. The Amish who don't get vaccinated very rarely get autism, cancer, or heart disease. I've got a friend of mine who's Amish, and he tells me that he doesn't know anybody in the Amish community and never has known anybody in the Amish community that's ever come down with autism. Here's another one. 600 reasons turmeric may be the world's most important herb. I take about 10 turmeric a day. Those are the ones that you have when you were showing.
Okay, so that's what you do normally?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, let me tell you why. That product reduces inflammation in the body like you wouldn't believe. You take that with D, with potassium iodine, that turmeric every day, it literally, massively reduces your chance of ever coming down with any type of cancer to virtually zero because of what it does. When you have cancer and you put turmeric in your body, it's like throwing a wet blanket on a small fire. It just puts it out. It just takes care of it. Katie Whalen, who was used to be the former co-host with Dave Hodges, she had breast cancer, been diagnosed with that. Her doctor out there in Colorado put her on the turmeric along with the iodine and the black seed oil and some few other things, and she was able to completely recover from the cancer without using any drugs at all. She did have a lumpectomy, and she was able to actually come off and not have to ever go on any medications for the breast cancer, and the doctor announced her as being completely and totally healed. I mean, guys, it's so important. I mean, that's why I take them every day. I take like 5 in the morning and 5 at night. And it really stops inflammation. If you have like itchy skin or you've got some tough allergy reaction or whatever, it's one of the best anti-inflammatory agents you're ever going to take. It's been shown now to be one of the most effective agents for arthritic conditions. So I just take it every single day just from a healthy standpoint of it because it's that good of a product. By the way, cholesterol-lowering statins have now been shown to cause damage to the peripheral nerves. You know, I don't make this stuff up. These are really good research articles that we're pulling up. This is one of the biggest problems with statin drugs. Remember, when you're taking a cholesterol-lowering drug, any kind of statin, you're massively increasing, number one, your risks of cardiovascular hardening of the arteries with calcium accumulation in the arteries, which is what it's supposed to try to help stop. It doesn't. It makes it worse. You're massively increasing the amount of memory loss you're going to have, which has now been included on the label as one of the side effects of statin drugs. You're massively increasing the risk of kidney failure. You're massively increasing your risks of cancer, particularly when your cholesterol levels go under 200. In addition to that, it unbelievably destroys your short-term and long-term memory. You become basically just, forgive me, Lord, kind of just stupid on it. You can't think anymore. And I've had so many people. In fact, I just had a guy in the other day. We had to replace our phone systems at the office. And he said, Ted, can you help me with these statin drugs? And I said, what's wrong? And he goes, I can't remember anything. I'm like 48 years old, and I feel stupid. My whole memory is shot. That's one of the side effects of the statin drugs. The statin drugs are single-handedly the worst drug that's ever been approved, in my opinion, that the FDA has ever approved. They don't do it. They cause heart disease. They cause diabetes. They cause cancer. Yet they're given to people like they're candy from the doctor's offices. They're unbelievably bad. If you've got cholesterol, you want to lower it down. If you're over 300 or around 250, you want to bring it down closer to 200. I don't suggest ever going under 200. You can change your diet. Shoot, you can just drink half your body weight in fluid ounces of distilled water every day, which if you weigh 200 pounds, drink 10 ounce glasses or 100 ounces of water. You can take vitamin E, you take cod liver oil, you can take sustained release niacin, and in most cases, you'll do that. Just doing that will lower your cholesterol down to a very low range without ever taking a statin drug. But you got to get off the pork, you got to get off the hydrogenated oils, but you got to start drinking more water. Water is absolutely critical in all the body's functions. Another article. The study shows that Roundup has now been linked to non-alcoholic liver disease. And guys, it's really important. A new study published Monday in Scientific Papers Online, Open Access Journal from Publishers of Nature, has shown that glyphosate-based Roundup herbicides cause non-alcoholic fatty liver disease in rats in very low doses. Guys, it also causes cancer in these same animals. I believe it causes cancer in you because the studies from Monsanto say that. Their very own studies say that. You've got to start eating organic. And I believe also that Monsanto's glyphosate is linked to autism. And a lot of studies have come out and said that also. Another article. Hidden dangers of mammograms, every woman should know. And one of the biggest problems with this are the false positive diagnoses and all of the poison they do with the radiation and the chemotherapy and the surgery for women that have misdiagnosed with breast cancer. Now, this is another article that's amazing, and this is by England. Her name is Christina England. Scientists prove a link between aluminum and early onset Alzheimer's disease. That's one of the biggest things that we see, Doug, in our office when people calling us up now and talking to us, is they've got a loved one who's in their 40s or 50s and they're losing their memory and they're being diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's disease. Guys, you know, just the other day, my stainless steel copper bottomed pot from Revereware had lost its handle, and we were cooking with this frying pan to cook up my stuff that I eat all the time. You know, like it doesn't matter, my healthy stuff. I eat a lot of sauerkraut, a lot of chicken, a lot of grilled and baked and cooked chicken. And my mother-in-law went to a shop, a secondhand shop, and she found us that same piece of Revereware. It's like 30, 40 years old with a handle on it, and we replaced the pan that we had.
Yep.
And yes, it was only a few dollars for the pan, a couple dollars, yep. Right? And this is so important. You don't want to use aluminum cookware. You don't want to cook with aluminum foil. You don't want to use baking soda with aluminum tristilicate. You don't want to use antiperspirant deodorants that contain aluminum. We have one of the best non-aluminum deodorants.
Oh, that's, yeah. I gotta have to second that. Trust me, ladies,
yeah.
Especially ladies, please, 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 if you do nothing else, buy your deodorant from Health Masters.
Sometimes you only have to use like every couple of days because it's a magnesium deodorant. It works absolutely wonderful. And remember, studies have now shown that women who use antiperspirant deodorants containing aluminum have higher incidences of breast cancer. And the tumor cells in the breast tissue, when they're examined, have a lot of aluminum in them in the studies that I've read. And they're saying now there's a causative link now between antiperspirant deodorants right here under the arms, right next to the breast tissue, and breast cancer. So don't use antiperspirant deodorants. They're really that bad, and I really am amazed that people still use aluminum chlorhydrate. It's just one of those things you don't need to put in your body. And also remember, things like Maalox and Tums used to use aluminum. I'm not sure if they still do or not. They used to be loaded with aluminum as basically something to neutralize stomach acid, and you don't do that. I've had so many people who've used a lot of Maalox when they were younger. Their families bring them to the office, and they're suffering with senile dementia or early onset Alzheimer's disease. Guys, you can't pour stuff into your body like these different antacid pills, et cetera, that contain aluminum. They're that bad for you, and they really do cause an increased risk of senile dementia. Another article, reviewing the benefits of vitamin D and the recommendations for vitamin D. I can't tell you how important vitamin D is in reducing the amount of cancer, autoimmune diseases, inflammatory diseases, how important it is for pregnancy. And, you know, it's really, really critical that you get this information and learn that vitamin D needs to be given to every single person, and their vitamin D levels need to be tested. And if you get your vitamin D levels around 70 or so on the test, it makes it very difficult for your body to ever come down with cancer. Another article, the science and pseudoscience of children's mental health. This is something that people need to understand. We've had so many kids that have come into the office over the years that have been diagnosed with ADD and ADHD. In fact, I wrote a book on it. It's available online. We don't have any in print. You can get it for a couple dollars a book. It's called Maximum Solutions to ADD, Autism, and Learning Disabilities in Children. And we link the immunizations and the diet and a lot of things to kids that have been diagnosed with autism. Plus, we also talk about ADD and ADHD and how in our office, we used to have, it was well over an 80% success rate in working with children diagnosed with attention deficit disorder who started on our Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy program, who basically were able to completely get off of their medicines like the Ritalin and Adderall without any side effects. Because guys, remember, when you keep a child on Ritalin and Adderall for an extended period of time, it really causes a lot of issues with those kids. Those are amphetamine salts, and they're extremely addictive. These are Schedule II drugs in the same category with morphine, opium, Percodan, and Demerol. These are not good products. I mean, these are products that are given to children to control their behavior, not to correct the ADD. I'm going to repeat that. They're used to give to children in the school systems to control behavior and outbursts in the classroom to make them controllable and to calm them down, because in the developing brain, amphetamine salts have the exact opposite effect as they do on an adult. They make them calm down and focus more. In fact, Gene Haslett, the former head of the DEA, head of diversion control, said that Ritalin was one of the top 10 drugs slated for pharmaceutical theft, and that it's sold openly on campuses, in college campuses, for kids to study, because as they get to that age, when they're 20, 21, 22 years old, it really geeks you up and makes you have really good retention with your brain because you're taking an amphetamine. I mean, methylphenidate is Ritalin. Methamphetamine is meth, and they're so close that they can easily have the same effect. In fact, in one study that I read, Gene Haslett said also that people don't realize that Ritalin is like cocaine, and it can be treated and it can be abused, and that people were actually taking Ritalin and grinding it up and snorting it up their noses and getting the same kind of effect that they would cocaine. I mean, I'm not recommending any of these crazy things that people do, but guys, listen to me. These are serious, serious drugs. This is serious medicine. Same category as morphine. Why in the world would you put a child on a Schedule II drug before you try dietary change? A lot of these kids had allergies to red dyes and the blue dyes. They had all kinds of health issues because of their diets and lack of proper nutrition and prenatal nutrition. Now we've got another whole problem. A lot of these kids that are being diagnosed with ADD and ADHD are also partially autistic because of the Nagalase, because of the vaccines, because of the glyphosate, and all the things that we've talked about so many times on the show. We need to understand that before we put children on really, really strong drugs, or any drugs for that matter, we need to know if there's a natural alternative. We've got a natural acidophilus products now for kids. I should have brought that and showed it tonight. We just released that last month for kids that are like 2 and 3 years of age. If they've ever had ear infections, to help restore the natural flora in their intestinal tract, they actually chew these antibiotics. They get into their intestinal tract, and they help to break that constant cycle of ear infections and helps to prevent having to have tubes put in their ears. So there's all kinds of natural things that you can do with children and with adults to stay really healthy on an ongoing basis, Doug. But it has to start one step at a time. Remember, I've had people come to me and they say, well, you know, your product costs $25 for a bottle of multiple vitamins. I'm like, well, yeah. And they say, well, I'm not going to do that. I'm saying, well, you go out to the grocery store and you spend, you know, $200 or $300 for groceries, or you go out and you buy a pair of tennis shoes for $100 or $200. I said, which is more important, the tennis shoes or your healthy vitamins? And they said, well, I haven't thought about it that way. Well, that's what everybody needs to realize. Sometimes we need to make choices based upon our abilities to get the healthy nutrition that our body needs, rather than getting things that we don't need. We have so many people that I know, Doug, they buy things they don't need with money they don't have, yep, to impress people they don't know. One of the things I've always taught my children is this: you don't finance toys. If you want to get an SUV, or not an SUV, a four-wheeler, like a whatever you want to call one of those things, don't buy it if you don't have the money to pay for it. Just pay cash for it. Don't finance toys. It's so important. That's another thing that the fellow who had the bad budget was doing, who's financing toys. Guys, you can't do that. If you've got a boat payment, you probably need to sell that boat. It'll probably be one of the happiest days of your life because they'll get that albatross off of you. Because, guys, don't do that. Keep yourself as solvent as you possibly can. It's a lot healthier for you, too, because it doesn't allow you to get all stressed out about money all the time, and it keeps your cortisol levels down, and you'll probably live longer, too, Doug.
Yeah, exactly. And that concludes this episode of the Dave Ramsey University. You're exactly right. But if I can just say one thing to the listeners out there, we talk about preparation, and we talk about long-term storable food. We talk about precious metals. We talk about all of this. But one of the things you can't replace is your health, or you can't. And in my view, if I did nothing else, if I got nothing else out of this program, I would go immediately to Health Masters and start buying my multiple vitamins at the very minimum from Health Masters. And if you really want to do well, go ahead and the B vitamins are just absolutely terrific. You can actually feel the difference in vitamin C. That's at the very least. And then if you've got problems with blood sugar and such, of course, check out their website, healthmasters.com. I'm not just a consumer. I endorse this. Okay, I absolutely stand behind Ted's products. And I've never taken products that work so well. and it's the way they're made. And he's got videos showing their laboratories. It's incredible stuff. So thank you. I want to thank you for all that you've done for our family with respect to health. And we will never, ever, I mean, even if you said, hey, Doug, you and I, you know, no longer friends, I'd still buy your products. That's how much I believe in them.
That's never going to happen, Doug. We're always going to be friends. But, oh, real quick, a third of the population can't afford proper water, fluoride, chlorine, everything else. Look at our distillation systems at Health Masters. We have the finest quality distillers. Doug has one of those, too. The water tastes great. It actually tastes sweet when you drink it. It's a phenomenal product.
Thank you so much for your time tonight, Ted. Folks, thanks. Make sure you bookmark and listen to Ted's radio show each day, 3 to 4 p.m. on Global Star Radio Network. Also, the 24-hour listen line, as well as right after our show on Global Star, you can catch the rebroadcast.
Thank you, brother. Talk soon.
Appreciate you guys. Love you guys. Love your audience. Thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate you.
Love you too, Ted. Take care.
Thanks.
Until next week, stay safe and have a good weekend.